The opinions expressed on this show are not necessarily that of Bishunny Radio app, its advertisers, or sponsors. The opinions are strictly that of the hosts and their guests. Please enjoy the show.
Get exclusive content you just can't wait to hear. Hit us with your feedback. We want to know how you feel. So download Bishunny Radio. Get it free from the App Store. Download Bishunny Radio. See our features and much more. Download the Bishunny Radio app for free now.
You are listening to What Tanisha Said on the Bishunny Radio app. All right now. Hey, oh my God. I was a little late getting myself together. You know, just life just been dealing with me. And I ain't gonna lie to you, it's been amazing. It's been good. Just been, you know, smiling and trying to keep this positive energy. I tell you, I've been embracing learning something every day. Not just, you know, say I learn something every day, but taking what I learn and applying it and, you know, chewing it up a little bit, swallow it, get it all in my system real good. And I learned some amazing shit today. I learned some amazing shit every day this week. And I'm telling you, I am on fire. And it's just awesome. So, today's episode of What Tanisha Said is called Season Pass. So, my head was kind of all over the place when I first was thinking about Season Pass. I remember when my kids were small and I would have season passes to Six Flags. And, you know, I remember my going to visit my brother that lived in Disneyland or whatever. They lived in Florida and shit. And they had season passes to Disney World. And, you know, they always would have a free ticket or some shit. You know, look, little perks of having a season pass. You know, my kids were small. You know, the season pass, you know, we get in and I could take them whenever, you know, we had access in. You might still have to pay for parking if you didn't get the parking season pass or the upgraded pass. And so, you know, I just got to thinking about dating and relationships. And that shit really is a season pass because, you know, there's a difference between a season pass holder and a motherfucker that owns some shit. And, you know, and then there's variations to season passes. OK, so when you have a season pass and your season pass, you got to re-up, you know, you got to re-up. You know, I used to get the, you know, the flyers in the mail, the calls, the emails, you know, and the promotional shit, somehow, you know, what they was going to do better, what they was going to have the next year. But, you know, Six Flags, they don't have a new ride every year. It's the same shit. You know, maybe I like it. Maybe I don't. I don't know. You know, they burnt my motherfucking funnel cake or some shit. I don't know. But then you got to, you know, you got to ask yourself, am I going to keep renewing? You know, to keep cheering for the same fucking team, you know, because you can have season passes to teams, you know, go watch your favorite sports and all that other shit. I know plenty of people who have season passes to sit in the stands and because they're the ultimate fucking fan. I don't know. But it's still levels to this shit. It's just levels to being a season pass holder versus the owner. Okay. So if I'm fucking with you, and you're not even a season pass holder. You just got that ticket or somebody had an extra ticket and they let you use it. Mm-hmm. Yep, that's how that roll. But a season pass holder, we call ourselves in a little relationship and shit. We talking, you know, on a regular and doing us on a regular. But you ain't married to me. You are a season pass holder at that point. Meaning, you need to do some shit and re-up, or you need to wow or woo me. You need some promotional shit. You need to put your marketing team out there and fucking say, okay, I think I'm going to keep this bitch. I want her to keep applying or whatever, the vice versa. Vice versa. Because I'm a season pass holder as well. So, you know, I'm like, okay, I need him to re-up and you know, purchase another ticket, another round. It's just what it says, season pass. So what happens in the season? You know, people only be in your life for a season, a reason, or a lifetime, right? Motherfuckers, the season is your lifetime. Because, you know, unless you marry me, I'm going on about my damn business. And that, let me not phrase marry me as if I need you to marry me. Because, you know, at the rate that people come and go in your life now, I'll catch your ass next lifetime. Really, really, I'm not mean that shit. Like, I've adopted that shit. Like, Erykah Badu couldn't have said it no better. You know, I like fucking with you this time around, but, you know, I'll catch you next lifetime. So, anywho, I got to thinking about that, and, you know, when you are a season pass holder and to a professional team that you just love the team, you love the franchise, and here it is, the motherfuckers is always losing. You know, you're like, I'm not no longer bringing my support to your franchise. You can't, you know, keep upcharging my monkey ass for the next season, and you ain't got no new attractions. You traded the best nigga you had. Okay? Now, what's equivalent to that in relationships? You ain't fine no more, boy. You ain't new. You old shit. So, with this mindset, I got into my bag and I created some oils and tinctures and stuff that I be making on the side. And I created this shit called New Pussy. When I tell you I sold out of this shit and I asked them, hey, how do we? Bitch, this is just like New Pussy. So, you know, I was like, okay, I'm going to have to try the shit myself. Hey, just follow with me because we having a little interlude. I'm going to get back to it. I have to tell you about this product while it was fresh on my fucking mind. So anyway, so I said, okay, you know, I got to try my own shit out. But I didn't have nobody to try it out with because I'm single. Like all the way motherfucking single. Like. I need you to jump in my DM and come correct single. I'm checking. I'm that kind of single. So anyway, so I tried a new pussy shit on myself and I'm like, oh my God. And I can't keep my hands off my damn self. And then I'm literally not doing anything. Just took my shower, chilling, sitting in my little, you know, clothes, whatever, just doing me. And then I'm dripping. Oh. So anyway, that shit sold off the shelf. But if you have any inquiries about that new pussy, and I also made one called New Dick. But you know what? I don't know how that one works. I know it does, but I don't like have anybody telling me, you know, testimonials and shit. Because men, they don't want to tell that part. Like, men don't want to say, man, that shit made me knock the back out of her ass. They're not going to tell me that because in the back of their fucking mind, they think they got a chance to knock the back out of my ass. So they ain't going to tell me the shit really was off the chain and it worked like, whoa. They're not going to tell me that. They be like, you know, I just wanted to have it around and shit. You know, I really don't need it. I ain't got no problems down there. Okay, nigga, but you still buying it. You going to use it. I didn't ask you what the fuck you doing for. That's a occupational hazard for me to get nosy. I don't give a damn. Okay, you could be putting it in your booty. I don't care. I don't give a damn what you do with it. However, I know my shit works. I know it works. And like I said, I sold out. But that's all right. It's a full moon coming and shit. I'm going to make some more. But anyway, back to season pass. Because I had to do that little end look. I got so excited. I'm serious. Like, I just feel like I'm going to bust an orgasm while I'm talking right there because that shit was so powerful. It was, okay. But anyway, back to the season pass. You can't charge and keep on having an upcharge for the next season and you ain't got no damn new attractions. You be like, bitch, it's the same shit. And you know, you need some new shit to bring in. I decline, okay? I straight decline on that shit. Like, look here, baby. You want me to suck your dick? Yeah, I said it. And you know, there's levels, okay? Let's talk about the levels. So, you know, you have packages. They say, well, you want the gold package. You get the gold season pass, member holder, whatever. Then you got motherfuckers that got the platinum. And, you know, gold now is the new bronze. It's just gold ain't shit. Like, gold just gets you in now. You fuck, you look up and you got the gold package and the motherfucker with the silver package is over there waving at your ass at the top. You know, just whatever. Each level, it just goes up and up and up and up and up, okay? So, you got the gold package. You may get some head on the gold package, okay? I'm just breaking down what the packages entail, okay? That's what I'm talking about, the season pass holder packages, okay? Okay, I'm just breaking down what the packages have, okay? And then you got the motherfucker with the platinum. The platinum, you know, he might be getting head 3-4 times a week. And he, you know, he might be getting all kind of shit. You know, he might be, yeah. You know, he may have a little bit more choosing. Because, you know, there's a difference between a 300 and a Phantom. Okay? Put the two motherfuckers together and you can tell the difference. So, yeah, there's gold and then there's platinum. But let me tell you, motherfuckers, there's a whole nother level to this package. I just discovered. You know, I'm like looking for the biggest, baddest roller coaster in America. And Six Flags said, you know, we got this super, super tall ass roller coaster. This motherfucker, this right here, nigga. This shit right here is the best roller coaster you ever got on. And then they introduce a new level. The goddamn Jeff Bezos. Jeff Bezos said, fuck them roller coasters. I'm going to take a whole motherfucking spaceship and leave the planet. I'm going to fucking pop through and touch space, kiss it, show my ass to it, you know, twerk to it. Okay, so let me help you understand. So now you got the Jeff Bezos package. That means you suck this nigga dick on sight. Everybody try to hate on him. Let me tell you, don't be hating on my baby daddy. Don't be hating on my baby daddy. Don't be hating on my motherfucking baby daddy. That's the only one that he can get it. He can get it on fucking sight. Knees drop, bow, on sight. You know, you can talk all the shit you want, but this motherfucker can tip a bitch that just brought him some food. He can tip that bitch what you make in a lifetime. I didn't say what you make in a year. I said what you make in a lifetime. Yeah, so it's different. At this point, what he did sounds stupid. Motherfucker spent all this money just to go touch and look at space. You know, get a clear view of motherfucking space and see it. Just like, wow and shit. Like, this motherfucking billionaire did this new, and that's just so stupid. He could have did this. He could have did. That's called hating. Stop fucking hating. I refuse to let you keep hating on my baby daddy. Don't be hating on Jeff Bezos. Because like I said, he can get that. She's motivated head. He can get that. She's engaged head. He can get that. She's a self-started motherfucking head. He can get that. Suck his dick on sight head. Okay? And so that's a package. That's a whole nother. I don't even know what the fuck to call that season pass. That's the Bezos. That's the Bezos. Until you create your own level of season pass, I don't know. But at the same time, remember, it is just a season pass. Unless I was to marry that motherfucker and then the ownership becomes combined, it's just a season pass. You just playing with that shit at this time. The ownership and transfer of ownership and all that fuck, you don't even need no fucking paperwork for this shit. You just take that motherfucker, return the sender. Return the sender. I think when you get returns and shit, that stuff you want to return back to Amazon, now you just take the shit to Kohl's. And Kohl's will give you $5 just for bringing it in there because they look like they finna close that motherfucker down any damn way. I said, well, bitch, I ordered all this shit off Amazon that I want to take back, so I'm going to take it back in singles. So they talking about, okay, you have to use the $5 a day. Bitch, I'm returning one item at a time because you're going to give me $5 back for each motherfucking item. Okay, now, we got $20 in cold bucks. We're going to go in there and use that. But anyway, that had nothing to do with the fucking season pass. Nothing to do with this promotional shit. And I'm just trying to tell you, there's levels to being a preferred season pass holder and ownership. Okay? So, know which one you working with. Know which level you working with. And then we might be able to have a decent conversation. Because if you are not going towards ownership, I need you to understand you're just a season pass holder. And you may not even be a season pass holder. Like, you may be somebody that got a ticket off of somebody else's season pass. Because the bitch was mad and she went out and dipped. I don't know. I can't explain everybody's situation or cause. But, I'm on fire. I'm on hot. I'm on turn the dial and all of that good shit. Like, I'm really feeling me. And it's a lot of shit going on. It's just exciting. It's incredible. I really could educate y'all some more on this shit that's popping off. Because, man, as we get into August, I need y'all niggas to have y'all eyes peeled open. I shouldn't say niggas. I got to quit getting hood. I got excited. My bad. Because some of y'all that listen to me be like, I can't stand this girl because she talks really crazy. And so don't take it personal. Don't take it personal. Don't take no offense. But as I said, as we coming into August, when I tell you it's going to be the most exciting shit is happening in the next few weeks, in the next month, and I want y'all to take part in it because I'm not a hater, okay? I'm not a hater. I'm just trying to participate. I want to go see the moon and the stars and everything. I want to be on the ship taking a $1 billion trip for nothing because he got that kind of money, that kind of I can be wasteful ass bread and do that. Stop hating on Bezos. Stop. Stop hating on my baby daddy. That's just another level. See, you don't understand. That's above everybody level right now. That level right there, I just created it. Do what you want. That's a do what you want, how you want. Drop on your knees on sight level. Like, get there. Be there. That's what we striving for. And that is what Tanisha said. All right now.
Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and money-making Manhattan. You're listening to Bashani Radio App, the number one independent app for podcast. Download for free for iPhone and Android at the App Store.